We're in Simen Shin Ches up to Sif Tez Zayin, and we'll be doing Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. Tez Zayin. Chaluk shekipsu also v'toch b'ro kona liyapsho. Someone cleaned an article of clothing, then to hang it up to dry, they stuck a reed in it. In other words, they didn't have a real hanger, they just took a reed that was never meant to be a keli. Yochol l'shomto me'al hakona. You're allowed to take the clothing off the reed on Shabbos. Avalikach es hakona mitocho asol l'fishein a keli. But the reed itself is muktzah machmas gufo because it's not really a keli. V'imtoch v'bo kli muter litol mitocho afilu melachto liyiser. Whereas, if you were tochev, if instead of using a reed, you use the kli, even though this kli is meant for drying, and it's therefore a kli shemalachta le'isr, the halachi is that that's mutter, because that's called a kli shemalachta le'isr le'tzarech makomo. There you don't have to just take the clothing off it, you can actually take it out of the clothing. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this is all talking about where the clothing is not mukta. But if the clothing itself was tofeach la'tfiach, it was so wet that if you touch it, your finger can make something else wet, then we say, and it was in a place where it was not going, you didn't know whether or not it'll dry by Shabbos, the halachi is that that becomes muktzah machmas iser, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was usur, because at the beginning of Shabbos it's tofeach latfiach, it's usur to go in and touch it, because it's a psik ratio, you're going to make it, you'll be squeezing out some liquid. So this is the first halacha. Now, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah asks, since you use this reed from Erev Shabbos as a hanger, why doesn't it become a kli, a hanger? So we're going to learn later. The halacha is you can take something which is muktzah machmas gufo and assign it a kli, turn it into a kli, but it depends. If it's something that is normal for use, even if you use it once before Shabbos, that's enough. If it's something that's not normal, you would have to designate it as your kli forever in order for that to become a non-muktzah. Using a reed for hanging clothing is not normal enough. And as a result of it, you'd have to make it your hanger forever in order that it not be muktzah machmas gufo. Now comes an entirely new halacha in the Mechaber. Kibur shenishmeta afila achas miyar choseha. A stove that was sitting on, it has feet, and one of the feet fell off. Also letaltala. You're not allowed to be metaltalit. This is a gzera that you're going to go and reattach this foot. Hagav v'chein safsal orik shenishmet achas miragleha. Same thing goes for a long bench where one of its feet fell off. Kolshkinstein, certainly if two fall off. The osur letaltala anichal safsla cheres v'leishiv aleha. You couldn't go and lean it on another bench and sit on it. Afilu benishbrom ebod yom, even though it broke erev Shabbos. Elim kein yoshev aleka pamachas kolim haShabbos. Unless you actually sat on it and used it as a keli. Gamosu lachnis haregel l'sham mishum binyan. You're not allowed to put the foot into it because of binyan. So the halacha is like this. This has nothing to do with regular hilchas muktzah. If the leg of a chair falls off on Shabbos, or an Erev Shabbos, and you didn't sit on that chair in that way, we're afraid that you're going to go put it back in, and there could be binyan astir bekelim here. You're creating a new kli. Not only that, but Chazal said you couldn't even put it in not tight as a gzera. Not only that, they said don't use it. The whole chair becomes non-mutter for tiltul, as a chash that since it's impractical for use, you push it back in. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if the leg broke off? Or if the leg got lost, since it's not shayach to fix it on Shabbos, Chazal didn't make a gzeira, and it's not muktzah. And also, for example, what happens if a stroller, a wheel falls off, and it's a wheel that doesn't just snap on and off? It's a wheel that really has to be attached. That really has to be attached well. So if it falls off on Shabbos, since the stroller is not practical for use with three wheels, we're afraid you're going to put the fourth one on. The whole thing becomes muktzah. You can't be metaltal it. Whereas if the wheel broke, then you're allowed to be metal the rest of the agala, the rest of the stroller. If this is a kind of bench that may fall over and hurt somebody, you're allowed to move it out of the way that it shouldn't hurt anybody. If the leg or the wheel either got lost or even broke, the halachi is that there is no such gzeira. The Ramah uses a lashon of nishpura mebod yom, but they all say that it's lav dafke. It didn't mean nishpura, it meant nishmata. Sif yud zayin, levenim shenishru me'abinyin. bricks that are left from building, from a construction site. Mutar l'tatlam d'miata lo kaimi l'binyan. The leftovers they're not going to use for building. They're meant for sitting on, so it's not mukta. Elo l'mizgalei. Kach pamachas kodem. Yeah, l'mizgalei kach. Pirish lismo for l'shev eslaim alayu. Vim sidron ze al ze. What if you pile them up one on another? Goli adaiti shehiktsan l'binyan v'asol tatlam. Then it looks like you want to use it for building. So it really depends. If it's piled up in a way that it's meant to be taken to a different construction site, then that is asur. Whereas if we just left there as a stray brick and the norm is for people to sit on it, so there the halacha is that it's not muktzah.